Thanks again for picking me up this morning. That was awfully kind of you. I know it's starting to get late, so you can just drop me off at the next truck stop and you can be on your way. You're willing to drive me all the way? That's so out of your way, though. And in this snowstorm, don't you want to get home to your wife and family? Yeah, it is the Christian thing to do. You know, you're very good-hearted for a preacher. No. You're the very first I've met that actually, you know, walked the walk, so to speak. So you just have a small church that's dedicated to helping people rather than just throwing Bibles at you from the pulpit. That's nice to hear. So what's the plan? I mean, there's no way we're getting out of here tonight in this weather. Jesus take the wheel and all, but we're stopping for food, then resting in a motel for the night. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much. Will you just wake me when we get there? Yes, please. Thanks. I can't wait to get the hotel room. I feel so stuffed. I haven't eaten like that in a while. Thank you so much for all that food and, gosh, 20 years of female flock. Yeah, I guess you have a lot of experience. You're like my own personal savior today. I swear. No offense. 101, 2, 3. Yeah, that's the one. Oh, this room only has one bed. The guy at the counter must have assumed we were, or that I was. No, it's okay. You don't need to go back to your room. This is fine. I can sleep on the couch. See? Oh, come on. You can drop all that goody-two-shoes crap. You've really been more than kind to me today, and I insist you take the bed. I'm young and flexible and can sleep pretty much anywhere, but you're old and probably have back problems. Okay. Yeah, you're not that old, I guess. Now, sit on that bed, mister. You must be tired from driving me around all day and driving me around tomorrow. Why am I traveling to the city? Well, a friend of mine promised me a job, and there's really nothing in my little town holding me back except my mom and my stepdad, who coincidentally I hate, so I just really needed to get out of there, you know? What kind of job? I don't want to tell you. I really don't think a good preacher like you would approve. It's stripping. you're not gonna judge me or anything. I was half afraid you'd kick me out of the room once you found out. Yeah, I suppose Jesus didn't kick Mary Magdalene out. Right, there you go with the Bible lessons again. I swear. Maybe you'll rub off on me enough and I'll just be yelling about God by the time you're done with me. But thank you. Most people just start, I don't know, looking at me differently when I tell them. Like, I was no longer a person, but just a piece of meat on sale. I know you probably don't consider stripping the most honorable profession, but I just want to make a little money so I can figure out my life, and I really love sharing my sexuality with everyone, so, like, why not, you know? What do you mean? You wouldn't know, Mr. I have 5 kids. Not to be crude, but you and your wife must fuck like rabbits. You used to? Not anymore, huh? After you were fruitful and multiplied? Well, yeah, with the kids and work and the church, yeah, your life just got in the way. But I mean, even someone as good and holy as yourself has needs, don't you? You still have desires, right? I mean, do you, you know, polish the bishop when no one's looking? You don't? Not even a tug in the shower? Oh my gosh, that must be awful. I'm sorry, but no religion should be that cruel. Ugh, your balls must be so backed up. Okay, so listen. I've been spending all day thinking about how to thank you and repay all the kindness you've shown me today, and now I think I know how. Oh, what am I doing? I mean, I told you I'm going to be a stripper. Don't you want to see my stripping routine, mister? Don't you want to see me sway my hips while I raise and take off my top and slowly caress my slinky body as my hands move down and down to unzip my shorts and shake them off my hips, let them fall to the ground? Don't be shy, mister. When's the last time you had a pretty young thing like me in just her panties, just bending over and showing you her ass, and then turning around to wrap one leg on the side of you and straddle you as you sit on the bed? You're such a good man. So innocent, embarrassed. You're not even looking at me. Even as I unhook my bra and let my perky tits just fall out. And I'm grinding against you, and I can feel your organ pipe come to life, Mr. Preacher Man. And I want you to make my choir sing. You're the first man I've met that's treated me like a proper human being, not as an object to be fucked and thrown away. Maybe because I'm just so fucked up in the head that my response is just fuck your brains out. If we had more time, maybe you could fix me. Maybe I could join your church and learn how to be a respectable lady. All we have is tonight, and God made us man and woman. Oh, there we go. Out comes the Bible. Look, Jesus didn't pick me up on the side of the road. Jesus didn't feed me and clothe me and give me shelter. You did. So I don't need Jesus inside me. I need you inside me. So, instead of that prayer on your lips, why don't you worship my tits instead? Won't you open your eyes and look at me? But I know, deep down inside, you want this. So, let me guide you. That's right. Down to my nipple. While you still won't look at me, and your body is trembling, but I can feel your tongue swirl around my bud. Yeah, lick my breasts. Please worship my fresh, perky titties. Do you like my little rosebud nipples? Oh, worship them. It's okay, Mr. Preacher Man. It's okay. It's natural to want and to desire to take what is freely given. We're all put on this earth for a reason, right? Maybe my reason is to pleasure men with my body, to relieve them of their cum. And you have so much for me to relieve. Let me slide my body down, sink to my knees on the floor below you, and oh, look at that bulge. Look at that pressure. Don't you want me to release it? Please? Don't you want me to turn and twist your knob until you release that torrent, release that flood to purge what you want that's deep down inside of you? Don't be embarrassed. I don't care that you're an older man or that you may have gained some weight over the years or even that your cock isn't the biggest. I just care that you are so kind and loving to a complete stranger like me, even though you didn't ask for a thing in return. I just want to be kind to you too. And after all, isn't it better to give than to receive? And to treat others the way you like to be treated? So since you did such a great job worshipping my tits and sucking and slobbering my nipples so well, I think I'll return the favor by worshipping your cock. Your wife hasn't been taking care of you the way a wife should. I mean, doesn't the Bible say wives should submit to their husbands? Sounds kind of kinky if you ask me. Look at that. A river of pre-cum erupting from your rod. And your cock. So hard. So starved for attention. So desperate to be touched and licked and sucked. And your hairy balls. So big and full of cum for me. I can practically hear it sloshing around as I play with them. Listen to your moaning. That is a sound of a man in bondage. A man that wants to be released. So let your people go. Let yourself free. Let me set you free. There it is. Oh, I'll take that enthusiastic nodding as a yes. Anyway, if she's no longer interested in you sexually, she's not gonna notice the scent of another woman on your fat knob, is she? Ah, she's never even sucked your cock? Mm. Oh, mister, don't worry. I'll make up for that lost time. I think your bishop and I have been well introduced, so why don't you lay back on the bed, mister, so I can get on top and he can pay his respects to my holiness. Yeah, that's it. Just take off your shirt and lie back. Let me straddle you and get my legs around you. Like, are you ready for me? You still feel a little guilty about your wife. Don't be. I mean, even in the Bible, all those men had wives, but they also had concubines, didn't they? Women who were kept around to be fucked whenever the man wants. Just think of me as your concubine. Someone who can do all the things your wife won't. And anyway, you've already gone this far. You might as well go all the way. So why don't you take your cock in your hand and stuff yourself inside of me? I can already feel you at my entrance. I am already so wet. You shouldn't have any problems. Oh, that's it. Penetrating me. That's it. Now let me pump my pussy up and down your shaft. Oh, fuck. That's it. Slower? You like it slow? Yeah? I'll go as slow as you want, baby. Just ruffle my hips back and forth. Grinding onto you like that. I'll squeeze your cock with my pussy. Yeah, it feels good. I've always just been so used to fast fucking and rough. I guess this is this is what making love. Can I kiss you? I'm usually not really into kissing, but I kind of want. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked. I really shouldn't have asked. It's probably something you still have with your wife, and I'm just a stupid. That's it, baby. Oh, fuck me hard. Oh, fuck me harder. I'm getting so close. Fuck me, please. Oh, you want to be on top? Yeah, of course. I'll get between my spread legs and just put your cock back into my pussy. Oh, fuck, that's it. Oh, God, do I fuck better than your wife? Are my perky tits better than your wife's? Is my pussy better than your wife's? Is my mouth better than your wife's? Oh, I'm sorry. You were such a good man. Such a loyal husband. And now, oh, you're naked and grunting. A sinner with your cock buried to the hilt in another woman's pussy. Woman half your wife's age. It's not your fault. I was the one that seduced you. Seduced a lot of men, so I don't feel any guilt. I was just really thankful for you today, and I want you to remember our time fondly, okay? There's one more sin I need you to make, please. Oh, I need you. I need you to fill me up with your seed, please. I want to feel you jump that big, thick load inside me when I come. Oh, and fuck, I'm getting close. I'm getting so close. Oh, let me wrap my legs around you. I'm not going to let go until you drain your balls inside me, please. I want your cum. I want your cum. I need it. Please, please. Please come inside me. Fill me up, please. Fuck. Oh, God. My legs and my pussy's open to you. Please fill me up. Please fill me. Fill me with your seat. Come inside me, please. I need you. Oh, God. Oh, God. You're still coming? Oh, my God. So much cum. I can feel your balls twitching and, oh, flooding my fertile little pussy with you. I didn't tell you I was fertile. Silly. Oh, these are things you should really ask before coming inside some strange girl. Well, I guess you're kind of new to this. Take your cock out and look between my legs. Look at how much cum you gave me tonight. So much potent semen inside my womb. Don't worry about it now. I guess it's up to God to decide if he wants to give us a little blessing.